in the process of updating the phone to transfer all my information over. I'm sure it will transfer my phone number and my carrier information over there. We'll see on Friday when I set it up. So there's that. Anyway, so Scotty, that's what I purchased. Now, I was going to put this later on in my podcast, but I'll go ahead and talk about it now because we're talking about the Apple stuff. So Big Fatty said on his show, he thinks that within a month, I will go ahead and purchase the new AirPods Pro 2. Well, interesting that he says that. I mean, I was planning on purchasing them, but not right away. Well, the past couple of days that I've been walking, and because I use my AirPods Pro every day, I've noticed that the left one is making this chirping noise. So I did all the things. Like I checked the firmware update and I have the most current firmware update installed. I checked like the, you know how you can manipulate the different settings and stuff. I did all that and made sure everything is the same on both headphones, you know, both AirPods. And I can't figure out why, but like when I was listening to Big Fatty Show today, my AirPod was making this chirping noise on the left one. And I'm thinking, oh my God, is this thing getting ready to die? And I just said that I wasn't going to upgrade to the AirPods Pro 2. But now with this chirping noise, I think I'm going to have to.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, is Big Fatty getting ready to die?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4851. BFO for White, the 11th. Of
September
2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Well, I'm going to tell you about my day. I got some voice letters and a letter from Patty Bacon. Big Fatty. Uncle Joa's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, your Uncle Joa's today, because y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, he's like Uncle Joe. He's moving kind of slow. Y'all, it has taken me basically and you know, I'm just starting to talk, what is that? Oh, that's some popcorn. Big Fatty. Y'all, I gotta tell you, I'm just moving at half speed today. Oh, Big Fatty, that means everybody can speed up the playback to double speed, and you'll still sound like you're drunk. Well, maybe, but y'all, I am just dragging today, and I'm blaming it on the vaccinations I got yesterday. Normally, I don't have any kind of reaction to them at all. But y'all, I'm going to tell you, when I laid down Wednesday night, first of all, I was tired could be. And my right arm, that's where I got the COVID shot. Yo, it was sore, and I usually get some soreness from the vaccinations. A lot of times it's the flu vaccination that's sorest. But y'all, I got in the bed, and y'all, I tossed and turned. I did not sleep like a baby. Yes, well, maybe a fussy baby. Yes, I was a fussy baby. I'll tell you more as I start to tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
crescendo. It is a crescendo. The only thing missing from that was the voice of Shadow Stevens. Be ready. Y'all, just some upbeat, happy music. You know, today is the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and I know for some people it's a difficult day. For others, it's probably become a distant memory. And, you know, I don't have a personal connection to 9/11. I didn't know anybody involved. I do know that Alex Lefebvre and Brandon were living in New York City when it was going on. And who knows, that Lamont Cranston may have been living up there also. I'm not sure. But, y'all, again, I didn't have a direct connection because I didn't know them back then either. But, y'all, the thing that I will take from this is I'm just going to take a moment to think of others, and it's a day that we don't need to have a day like today to think of others, but that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to spread that today as I do my my daily routine and all. But y'all, this is an excellent time to go out and do a random act of kindness today. It'll make you feel good, and it'll make somebody else feel good as well. So, y'all, that's my little say so about that. And y'all, keep your head up, and keep kindness in your heart, and get out there and make it a great day. I spoke to you yesterday. The Nip came down and rode with him to go have supper with our friends at the Japanese hibachi steakhouse. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And y'all, they give you so much food. I brought home a whole big old thing of y'all, it's at least two meals. And it was absolutely delicious, and it was good to spend some time just with our two friends. And they confirmed, oh, now we're expecting to see you for Spanksgiving this year. I said, well, thank you for calling. And anyway, y'all got home, and I got home, and y'all, the sports ball had already started. Y'all, Atlanta Braves got their asses beat on Wednesday night, anyway, and y'all, it was time for Big Brother, and y'all, I'm not gonna play the Big Brother stuff because I'm tired, and but y'all, I'm really glad that Yosh did not use the power of veto, and that the three icons are still on the block, and y'all, all the three icons could say is, it's too early. It's too early. Y'all, it's not too early. It's way too late. And I told that to Miss Bacon. Anyway, y'all, I hope Dee goes home Thursday evening, and if not her, then Devin's. Anyway, y'all, I mentioned I went to bed and I tossed update. You know, there was updates to the Apple snack, to cellular telephonic device, and the Apple clock. And y'all, I couldn't get the Apple clock to update quickly. So I slept without my Apple clock on my wrist, so there was no sleep data. But I can tell you, it was not a good night's sleep. Got up on Thursday morning. Had my breakfast. What did I have for breakfast? Oh, I had some sourdough toast and a couple of little half patties of those hamburger patties I had made, and some little mini donuts, and had my coffee and read the paper, did my puzzles. And y'all, then I went back to bed because I was sore and I just didn't feel good. And and you know, that doesn't happen. The Big Fatty is rarely sick. Big Fatty, you're physically sick. Well, that's true. But anyway, I took some IBU friends and I went back to bed. I don't know how much I slept, but I did sleep some. And y'all, then I got up. I had to get started on making the Italian Mussolini spaghetti for right at Fatty's. And got that all, you know, all the ingredients cooked and chopped up and melded together. And y'all, then I watched the end of the Jeopardy Masters. And I was very surprised at who won. Then y'all, the Atlanta Braves were playing an afternoon game, 12:15 p.m. in the afternoon, and so I turned that on, and y'all, I couldn't believe it. They won. So y'all, but the Philadelphians, they are coming to Atlanta for the weekend. There'll be Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon games. So y'all, we gotta beat those Philadelphians. But y'all, other than that, I've just kind of just been moving at half pace, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
It's nice that has to ring about 432 times before it picks up. Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm in my jalopy. I don't know what microphone is recording, if it's the jalopy or the phone. Listen, I'm in the greater Sawana area on my way to the Tessellator to get the, just have some little things taken care of, and I stayed the night last night because why not, even though my appointment wasn't until anyway, none of that matters. We'll talk about it on the little show, but Miss Horty is coming over here. No, ma'am, they will try to cut you off. Anyway, that's, I'm passing the cones and barrels traffic control truck. I was just calling with a breaking news report. There's been a spin out on the whatever highway I'm on. Y'all, it rained. No chance of rain. Of course, it's rained all 390 million miles of this trip, even though it's probably about 80, but it feels a lot longer. Anyway, and I was all aboard, and there had to be some merging because it's a two-lane highway. Because, of course, Tesla is not in or near the interstate. It's in the middle of downtown. And there'd been a spin out. And y'all, I kind of chuckled because who cares? I mean, I care, but like everyone seemed okay. But then as I was passing very slowly and rubbernecking at the Lairs in the Crown Victoria, y'all, one of them had a big long ponytail. So I can only assume that on the way back from the 43-year cruise of a lifetime, the old gal and Myron have found themselves in northeast Georgia. Is that where I am? Yep. All right, you're back. Hopefully that still some time since Mrs. Rizzle La La Lauren doesn't call anymore.
Derek, I see y'all. That, of course, is Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And thank you so much. I don't know if you were in the death copter. I think you said you were in the jalopy, but maybe if you were in the death copter, you could have given us more details. But anyway, thank you for calling.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair.
Derek, I see y'all. Patty Bacon writes to say 1,000 apologies. Ole Big, you know that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Nedrabah, North Dakota. Ole, you know that's Aberdeen is Nedrabah backwards. Big, I come to you today with my hat in my hand. I missed your celebration of exiting the birth canal. A whole August went by and not a peep out of me. And this was a big one, too. You are now officially past the Volga age. I wasn't there to say so. 1,000 dear apologies. Let's take a moment to also remember the Orange Hat Arena, because she did all the hard work. Well, actually, maybe the Orange Hat did, too. Now, Big, here's what happened. You know I've been on the Dole Pineapple and pounding the pavement, so when I heard of the Spaghetti Berry Feast in Tiny Toons, Arkansas, I thought, Patty, that is a free meal and a fine place to hand out your VC for employment opportunities. You may recall that Mother Bacon and I went hunting for Tiny Toons back in 2021 with the Rand McNally Road Atlas and came up with nothing. I had a full tank of petroleum, so I went off to try again. Big, I drove for 6 days. Six! I have now seen every inch of Arkansas twice, and I never found Tiny Toons, and I never once laid eyes on the Spaghetti Berry. Somewhere around day three, my car phone gave up the ghost entirely, so I couldn't even ask Mr. Goggle to point me in the right direction. Now, normally, I would have reached out to that cutie pie old Crooked Hat, seeing as Arkansas is his neck of the woods. But he was in Mexico wondering why everything was in Spanish last I heard. So I turned the jalopy around and drove myself back home to the Nedrabah Rumbus. Well, anywho, Big, they call it August, the dog days of summers. And let me tell you, 6 days in a jalopy without air conditioning were exactly that. Hot, slow, and everyone panting. Oh, by heavens to Hetsy, that reminds me. Ole, Poodle, it's me, Patty Bacon. Ole, Toodles, Patty. Well, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for that. And y'all... Patty just kept on going, and Archer, anything you want to want people to think about?
And I'm thinking, oh my God, is Big Fanny getting ready to die?
Oh yes, you know he turned 70, and you know it's all downhill from there.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.